Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of Jess and Rashad Geek Out. I'm Jess, and with me, as always, is my friend Rashad.
Hello, audience.
Hello, podcast audience. It's lovely to see you on this Thursday afternoon.
What's that accent you're doing?
I don't know. I enjoy accents. It's a fun time, right?
Yeah.
So before we get started, because we have a lot to go over, I want to say, how are you doing, buddy?
I have a Basil Fudge next to me, so I'm doing great.
I'm very jealous. Could you, like, freeze some of that and just ship it to me? Like, by the time it gets to Georgia, it's going to be all melted.
Pretty sure you guys have fudge down there.
But then I actually have to, like, go get it.
You're already leaving the house anyway. Just
I'm not leaving the house.
Go to work.
Not tomorrow.
Go to your friend's house. You have lots of things to get. Run errands or whatever.
That's true. I'm an adult. I have to do things.
Yeah.
True, true. Well, I'm glad you're doing so good.
Yeah. How are you? Since I never ask.
I know you never ask me. So rude. I'm doing pretty okay. I have coffee, so that's good.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I drink coffee during our podcast. Do you
hear
that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Your energy changes halfway through, I've noticed.
I need to start drinking it like an hour before. So like I'm raring to go.
Yeah. It'll be more level. That'd be great.
Whatever. I can't help it.
There's a spike in dipping your energy while we podcast.
Well, you know, I'm an old lady. I can't really control it. You're an old man. You should know.
Yeah.
Do you think it's funny? Do you think that we have, like, listeners who are, like, 15 and they're like, these people are so old. They must be, like, 52. Now I've insulted anybody who's 52 listening. 52 is not old. My mom's older than that, I think.
Yeah, well.
Not by much.
She looks 45, I think.
That's very charming. She will love you forever for that. So last week we talked about our pre-San Diego Comic-Con wish list, I guess you could say. So today we're going to actually talk about what the hell went down at Comic-Con. Yeah.
Boy, did it go down!
It went down like you would not believe. It was like every day you logged on and to the internet and there was like 50 new things for you to review. Yeah. We're not going to review all of the cool stuff that happened because obviously we don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, it went down like my hopes and dreams on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
It's crashed.
Crushed and burned.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of how the weekend goes, right? But mostly what we're going to talk about is trailers today. So we're not really going to have a lot of news. I guess it's all going to be kind of like mixed in together with the trailer. Yeah. So.
It's a fair assessment.
We'll go over everything. So, but there's a lot to go over. I mean, like Marvel and DC really just brought their A game to Comic-Con this year.
They did.
They really did. I mean, we need to have that conversation over who actually won.
Oh yeah, I'm ready because I think we both knew who won.
Well, how about we talk about it at the end then?
Okay.
All right. So to start off in the trailer park, we need to talk about the Defenders teaser trailer that Netflix and Marvel released. And it's very much a teaser. I mean, it is like you don't see any action, but you get that feeling and then you hear the stick in the background.
And what you just said, you totally nailed it. Like they have so little, but you get I got that feeling. I'm watching that trailer. Like there's no footage, but I'm just like, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm like, oh,
Rashad's like, literally pants.
I had to change them.
You did. He got so excited.
I really did. And like I said, like there was nothing there. Like there's no reason to be that excited. I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, what they done with the other stuff. I'm just like, okay.
But I mean, you have like this world to the next built level. Up. Yeah, you have this world built up already, like through Jessica Jones and Daredevil and, you know, the Iron Fist coming out and Luke Cage. So you're going to have, I mean, you've already got this preconceived notion about how amazing this show is going to be.
Just like a movie universe, they built it up slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Properly.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be amazing. So, for anybody who doesn't know who the Defenders are, it's Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and the Iron Fist.
With a possible special appearance by the Punisher.
Which I really hope so, because Jon Bernthal was probably the best part of Daredevil Season 2.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, please go watch it, because you are missing out.
When they announced him, I was kind of like, okay, yeah, sure. He can probably pull it off. And then I watched it, and I'm just like, holy shit, he's a Punisher.
He brought so much.
He is the actual Punisher.
He really is. He brought so much, like, I'm trying to, what am I trying to say? He brought so many different layers to that character.
Gravitas?
Well, gravitas too. I mean, of course, he's the Punisher. But I mean, he made you feel like every emotion, though.
Yeah.
You felt.
He wasn't a one-sided character. Yeah.
No, not at all. And then, like, when he's, like, mowing down all these bad guys, you're like, fuck, yeah. Like, that scene in the thrift store where the guy asks him if he wants, like, you know, the underage.
Oh, yeah.
And he just picks up that bat, and you're like, oh, yeah, this shit's about to go down. That shit was awesome. I love, like, those little tidbits that you got of him, of his character, because he's not a bad person. He's just, he ain't going to play by the same rules as
the rest. He's a good guy doing bad things.
I guess. I don't even know if they're... Are they bad things?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, he's just, like, murdering people left and right.
I mean, in theory, they should have a trial. I mean, even though yes. They're obviously guilty.
Yes, but at the same time...
I mean, parts of us wish it worked that way, right? Like, anyone offering someone child, you know, porn, just like, immediately killed.
Yeah.
No trial, no anything, but...
I mean, I think that's everybody's deepest...
Yeah, but deep down, it...
That's how we want it to be. But it doesn't work that way. And we're supposed to be better than that.
Right.
But the Punisher is not better than that. And he will mow down everyone. And he doesn't even care. And it's beautiful. So, back to the Defenders. If he actually gets, you know, put in with them, it's going to be pretty... The dynamic between all of them is going to be amazing. I can't wait to see it.
I'm kind of curious about that. Actually, mostly just Jessica Jones. I feel like... She's an odd piece, right? Like, she's a little bit more antisocial than the rest of them.
Ugh. She's my hero.
Oh, but she's legit loyal. She's one of the few that actually has, like, you know, powers.
Yeah, like, legit powers.
Yeah.
Well,
although
I mean...
they powered up Luke Cage, right? Like, I think Luke Cage has always been weird. Like, all comic book characters are weird. Depending on who's writing it, their powers, you know, from, like, you know, low to super high. Like, in this one, he appears to have super strength.
Yeah, he does, right? Because, like when you saw him in Jessica Jones, I mean, yeah, he's got the impenetrable skin, but it didn't really seem like he had super strength.
There was like a fight scene in the bar where, like, the guy hits him. I feel like he just flicked the guy. The guy went just lying down. Like,
I gotta go back and rewatch.
Yeah, I can't remember if he flicked him, but he did, like, some kind of, like, just simple movement where the guy just, like, dropped. I was like, oh, okay, he's really strong also.
Well, because, you know, Jessica is, she's super strong.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, jump and stuff like that, right? Like, she's like,
once
but that comes
time,
from her super
fly.
Strength, right? She could fly?
Well.
I hope they don't do that in the TV show, though.
Have her fly.
Yeah.
It's not something she does a lot.
Well.
I think it's one of the things, like, her powers require, like, a lot of practice. It's like, when she kind of, like, gives them up, like, stops using them, it's just, she has trouble, yeah.
That's interesting. I really love her, though, as a character. I mean, she's not a typical superhero. Of course she appeals to me for that reason, because she is antisocial and she hates everyone, and she likes to drink during the day. And...
Just like my favorite podcaster.
Huh?
Just like my
I
favorite
don't
podcaster.
I day drink, by the way. Well, if anybody...
Aside from day drinking.
But yeah, I mean, she's great. I mean, and watching... I really want to see her and Matt Murdock interact together.
Yeah.
Because they have two very different... I mean, Matt's kind of like the, oh, the poor martyr, blah, 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 blah. Feel sorry for me. And then she's like, I don't give a fuck. And I love that about her. So, I'm interested to see it.
Favorite thing about her, huh?
I just like her, like, she just doesn't really care what other people think unless they're her loved ones.
Yeah.
And I like that she doesn't really like to be around people. She does not really want to interact with other human beings at all. She's kind of forced to. And, you know, she's abrasive, and I just love everything about her. She's just the queen. So, yeah. I'm excited about it, though.
It's all exciting. It really is.
I know you were excited about it.
And then we have the Luke Cage and Iron Fist trailers.
Yeah, which were both legit.
Yeah.
They were really good.
I don't know if you knew this, but Madame Gal from the Daredevil series is actually she's a Iron Fist villain.
Really?
Yeah, remember that scene at the end of season one where he confronts her and she just, like, knocks him down and just disappears?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little mystical.
Knock down Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
Out of here, Matt.
He's not the best with focus. Like, sometimes he lets, yeah, lets his guard down. And you're just like,
yeah, I mean, he's, honestly, he shouldn't because he's blind.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
Like,
like.
I don't care that she's an old lady running, like, this major criminal ring. Like, why would you think, whatever.
He should pay more attention to his
He really
surroundings
should.
at all times.
I want to read a book about a superhero with ADHD. That'd be interesting.
Oh, God. It'd probably be somebody like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I feel like he's probably got a little bit of ADHD. He seems to get distracted very easily.
That's just because he's a psychopath.
He's not a psychopath.
Anthony.
Anyway, so the Luke Cage trailer won me over when I started putting Little Dirty Bastard behind it.
I'm not gonna lie, as soon as that was over, I was like, man, I need to go listen to some of this. I forgot about.
Right?
Like,
It
I immediately Googled Wu-Tang Clan. I was like, I'm from Wu-Tang. It's not a joke.
I believe you. I
So,
mean, did that not like just like rock your world? Like
it
that's just
did.
not prepare you for.
I don't like how he gets that car door, like, for the sole purpose
Oh my
of, I
God.
assume, protecting his shirt, right?
I
Because it's
don't know.
bulletproof. He doesn't need it. But I was like,
Beating people with it, I'm
yeah,
assuming, is
I
why.
assume he just wants to protect his clothes.
He's like, I like this shirt.
Yeah.
I don't really know a lot about the Iron Fist, besides that he's Loras Tyrell from Game of Thrones.
Iron
So.
Fist is basically he's Batman but with legitimate powers, right? It's just a man, his family dies, and this mystical land that's actually like a pocket dimension. He's trained by this, whatever. He defeats a dragon and gains powers, and now he can channel his chi into his fist and punch really hard. That's an oversimplification, but
What's his personality like?
He's rich, so he's
What's
kind
with
of
the rich people?
somewhat carefree. There's a lot of complaints about that because they're like, oh, Iron Fist is like a, it's the, I don't know what they call it, yeah, the white character does things better than, like, the native people do it type deal. But, I mean, that's comics. Like, he was a 1970s character. I don't know if you
Yeah.
expect.
Eh.
But he's kind of like a
Is he like an Oliver Queen?
carefree. Eh, maybe. I mean, he's Luke Cage's best friend, so they fit together
BFF.
very well, yeah.
That'll be an interesting dynamic.
It was
I
in the
think seeing
books.
just like gloomy Matt with all of them is gonna be interesting. They're gonna be like, damn,
Yeah.
dude.
Well,
God, get a drink or something.
I feel like once he kind of gave up on the law firm, he was a little bit less gloomy.
Was he?
Like, I think once he accepted what he was going to do, which they still explain how that works. He needs a job.
Yeah,
So,
he's poor. He
yeah.
is not like all these rich superheroes running around. He has zero money.
But he's not Spider-Man poor either, so.
And he's like the worst friend in the world. It's like,
No.
yes, Matt Murdock is not a good person. Daredevil, great superhero. Matt Murdock, complete dick. Because he
Oh.
just like abandons his friends like all the time.
Save a life.
Nah. I mean, still, I mean, you let your practice fall apart. I mean, you need that money, and I understand you want to like how many people are running around Hell's Kitchen, by the way? Like, how big is New York that they have to have like 52 superheroes to every
Yeah.
like 10 per 10 people?
Well, Luke Cage is going to be set in Harlem.
That's good. That's true.
Yeah.
But isn't okay, but Jessica Jones is set in Hell's Kitchen, right?
Yeah, or at least,
In that area.
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all all need to calm down. And they've already got the Avengers there.
Well, her fight was very, Avengers are more worldwide. Jessica Jones fighting one person. Daredevil is fighting, like, a group.
Let's talk about that one person she was fighting though.
Yeah.
Because he's like one of the best bad guys I've ever seen in my life.
And no one believed her about it, so it's not like it was getting coverage.
Truly
So it's
terrifying.
very low key. So
Truly
it kind of
terrifying.
works.
Yeah. If you haven't seen any of the Marvel Netflix shows, people, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to get on it. Because they're great.
Yeah,
Seriously.
great.
I mean, it's like a game changer in superhero TV shows. But,
Better than Arrow.
oh,
You
definitely.
don't even watch Arrow, be quiet.
I have watched Arrow. I was only there for the Elicity,
Oh.
okay? But yeah, his sister was so whiny. I couldn't stand her, that shit.
Talking about.
Arrow.
Oh, we don't have time for Arrow. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Was her name? Thea. Ugh.
Okay.
Anyway, so
Oh,
moving on to our next trailer.
what's the next one?
The season 7 Walking Dead trailer.
Oh my God, did you see they bring the tiger in? I'm
I
kidding, I'm kidding, I'm joking.
know you're joking because we already discussed this. However, Normally when I watch a Walking Dead trailer, I am very pumped up and excited for the new season. I did not feel it at all this time.
Yeah.
I was not, I mean, it, I was just like, what are they even doing? Because they spent like, I mean, the trailer's like, what, 5 minutes? And they spend like 4.5 of it on Negan's victim from the season finale. And I'm like, okay, we all know this is happening. You don't have to show all 11 of them in like a little flashback sequence. Oh, I'm like, okay, you're trying to get us emotional. I get it. I get it. But I wasn't feeling it at all. And then at the end with the tiger, I'm like, really? This is what we're doing? I know that that's canon. I understand. However, I really didn't want it in the TV show.
It's
a stretch.
There's things you can do in a book that's fine. Like, there's things I'm willing to accept when I'm reading it, as opposed to like when I see it. Like reading a book where a person has a tiger, that's fine. But like, just this week, or was it last week, I'm watching this video of the lady gets on the car at a tiger park, well, that is drive through zoo. She gets the car, walks around the car, and the time it takes her to walk around the car, tiger comes out of nowhere, drags her into the woods, or whatever they're at. They're fake forests. The other lady gets on the car to try to help. She gets caught up. Like, just they come out of nowhere. Like, I was just like, it's like, so yeah, there's no way, and I know they're in the zoo, and like, whatever. However, they're not tame. Just because they're in a zoo does not mean they're tame.
Yeah. And you know who paid the price for that? Was not the people.
No, it wasn't. Well, I mean, one of the people died, so one of the people paid the price.
Okay, but they still killed the tigers, I'm sure.
Because I don't know if they killed the tigers.
Because people couldn't follow the rules.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're not getting a tiger. Like, plus, it's not a real tiger anyway. It's CGI. So, how much of your budget are you blowing on this? It's just all of it's stupid.
Like,
it's not plausible. It looks fake. It didn't look real to me.
The thing of it is, the thing about Walking Dead is it's always kind of had this illusion of reality. Not saying that, you know, the zombie apocalypse is realistic, but it kind of centered in on how the world would kind of be if that actually did happen.
Right.
Throwing this fucking tiger and it kind of just throws that shit out the window. I mean, that's jumping the shark for real. It could end up being like the coolest thing ever. It could. I doubt it. I mean, my gut's telling me no, but I don't want it. I mean, and plus you've already got Negan, and I know that Ezekiel is supposed to be a good guy, allegedly. I don't know. I haven't read to that part, but I don't know. It's just the only scenes that I was interested in while watching that trailer were Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I'm like, just show me Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I don't know the rest of y'all because
that's all you need.
That's all I need because he was the only. Was the only girl, interesting like part, huh?
So you're a simple girl like that. You don't have like, you know, elaborate demands. Just like, just give me Jeffrey Dean Morgan. We're good.
I mean, who doesn't want to look at him? I mean, honestly, but good old Papa Winchester. I don't know. It kind of bummed me out, and I'm getting to that point with Walking Dead where I'm like, you guys need to start wrapping this up. We need to start getting to a stopping point. I mean,
well, and then I had the book is still going, so
I know, but that doesn't mean that they should take the show that far.
Yeah, right.
And we've had that conversation.
I worry what's going to happen is the same thing happens with anime where the show's going to get caught up, and then you're just like, all right, here's some nonsense until the book finishes, so we can just keep you going.
That is a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give Game of Thrones credit. They hit that same point, and they're just like, fuck it, we're just gonna do our own thing.
We're gonna make the best season of TV yet. That's the thing. And then I had that conversation with Meredith. I was like, has Game of Thrones ruined me for everything else? But that's not true, because I still enjoy other shows.
Yeah, but I do feel like we're a golden age of TV, and that's kind of ruined, it's kind of ruined movies a bit for me. So now it's like, I see, like, oh, this movie's coming out. I'm like, eh, there's so many great TV shows. Like, do I need to go see this?
That's true. TV is really coming into its own, especially getting away from networks. Like, even getting away from cable. Like, getting into, like, the subscription services and things like that, doing all these amazing things. And, I mean, you're right, honestly. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah.
It's just getting better and better. I mean, you're getting just, like, masterpieces, like, you know, Stranger Things. And anything that Netflix is doing, like with House of Cards or the Marvel series, Orange is the New Black, all that shit is legit.
Yeah. I actually was watching an interview. The guy was interviewing Max Landis. He's running a movie for Netflix, Bright. It's like this orc kind of... It sounds kind of like Beverly Hills Cop and WoW kind of combined together. Oh. Sounds interesting, but anyway, he's like, how do you like working with Netflix? He's like, oh, I love it. He's like, yeah, everyone I've talked to says it's great. He's like, they give you the money, and Max Landis says, you know, they give you what the money you need. They say, hey, you know, go make your thing. You bring it back to them, they're like, yeah, give you notes. They give you notes on things you need to change anyway. And then, like, he's like, it's such a great, people, they're so great to work with. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, they pick the right people, let the people make their thing, like, don't interfere, and
that's they get
great results.
And that's why networks should be paying attention, because network TV is going the way of the dodo. It's going to be gone. I mean, traditional TV, the way you watch it, it's going to be gone soon. Sooner than all of you think, people. And hopefully Netflix will keep doing that to keep getting that quality programming. I mean, they are getting good stuff. I mean, people aren't even going to the networks anymore. They're going straight to, like, cable or Netflix, HBO, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, it's a whole new ballgame, buddy. But, yeah, Walking Dead, I wasn't feeling it. I'm sure I'll be excited when I get to the Season 7 premiere, but...
I hope so. You really seem like that show. I hate for it to be run for you.
I do love that show, and I think I will definitely follow it all the way to the end. I don't think it's something that I can just give up. I mean,
you don't want to be one of those things where you fall to the end just because you feel obligated. Like, well, I've been here so long now, I might as well just stick it through.
Yeah. I still want to love it. And that's why, you know, when we were talking about it with Meredith, when I said they need to do a big death with Negan, they can't just wuss out and just, oh, no, it's okay, everybody. It's a smaller character that you don't all love as much. No, fucking kill Daryl or somebody big and make it.
Not Daryl.
Make it impactful.
Fine, but not Daryl. You lost your damn mind.
Yeah, Walking Dead, man. It's upsetting. But anyway, we can move on to the next one. Did you ever watch this trailer for the new Rocky Horror Picture Show remake?
After our first podcast, I did.
Hells yeah.
Hells yeah.
I know the other day you didn't believe me when I told you this is like one of my favorite all-time movies.
It's just... I don't picture you actually there. Like, you know what? Yeah, I think that's why. It's because I'm like, is she the type that should go to the theater all dressed up and stuff? Like, it doesn't seem like you. But I guess that she could still be like a favorite thing of yours without having to do that.
I go to conventions dressed up. You don't think I would do that for a movie?
Would you? Have you?
I've never done it, but I would.
Okay.
Dude, any opportunity to put on a costume? Shit.
I don't think we ever talked about Rocky Horror, honestly.
Anyway, Rocky Horror Picture Show is one of my all-time favorite movies. My mother actually... introduced me to it. It was one of her favorite things, and now it's one of mine, and I absolutely love it. They're doing a remake with Laverne Cox playing Frankenfurter, which I think is amazing. She looks amazing. And Adam Lambert's going to be playing Eddie, which I was very excited about.
That's the guy from the reality TV show, right?
He was from American Idol.
American Did you Idol.
Look up his music and actually listen to him sing?
No.
God, you should listen to him. He has an amazing voice.
Last time I heard from American Idol was that Hung guy, and it was terrible, so...
I hate you so much. I'm going to send you something.
Don't
But, it looks good. It looks very, Help me. It looks very...
good?
It looks like it stayed true to
it. Okay.
And hopefully the songs are just good. They sound good. So I'm sure I'll still want to dance with them. And Tim Curry does make an appearance as the professor. So that's good.
Everyone loves Tim Curry.
Who doesn't love Tim Curry? He's amazing.
Yes. Now, is it pretty... is it very similar to the original? Like, had it made a lot of changes? Or
it looks very...
from the pretty much on the par.
Now, The only thing that they're doing that's different is they're kind of incorporating, like, that audience experience. Like, when you go to one of the showings where they do all the toilet paper, newspaper, stuff like that. I think they're incorporating that into the actual remake. So, you're going to be, like, seeing the audience do these things that you do when you go to the live shows and stuff like
so
that.
So, now we can see get the live show experience without getting dressed up.
Kind of, yeah. And, I mean, it looks... I think I'll probably just watch it for nostalgia's sake because, I mean, you can't really beat the original. I don't know if you've ever seen it. If you haven't, you should go watch it.
I don't know that. I know I've seen parts of the release. I'm not sure if I've ever seen the whole thing.
You need to watch Tim Curry running around in a corset and fishnets. And
well, I do love Tim Curry. Biggest... I also hate musicals.
How do you hate musicals? What are you? It's like dead inside?
It's all the singing. Like, why are you singing? Just
this is
tell me what you want to say.
A traditional musical. Susan Sarandon's running around. She's like 20 in this movie, and she's like running around in her bra and panties. I mean, does that appeal to you at all?
I love Susan Sarandon, so yeah.
She's very cute, so.
Always.
It's very good. And it's actually funny. I mean, there's a lot of humor to it and stuff. And you'll want to dance, and you'll want to sing. I mean, when I watch it by myself, I'm usually singing at the top of my lungs, so. What are you going to do, man? Gotta participate. Anyway, Rashad.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to lead us into the next trailer?
Oh.
The one that
yes
really
Doctor Strange, which
rocked everyone's world.
It did. I mean,
really did.
Just from that trailer, like, it really captures that feel of, like, you know, those comics. Like, it has like a kind of trippy vibe to it.
Very,
like, maybe they could use a little bit more outlandish stuff, but man, that trailer just looks crazy.
I loved it.
They're traveling between worlds. There's like a lot of, like, I don't know how to describe, like, that scene where, like, he slaps the ground and starts falling on itself. Just very, a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, and I think that it's a testament to Marvel that they can do this character now in a faithful manner without it being absolutely ridiculous, but not shying away from the crazier aspects of it, you know? Kind of like what they did with Guardians. Like, they embrace it. And and that's what makes it so fun and enjoyable to watch. And I have a feeling this is going to be a lot like that.
And it's very important too, because, like, you know, this is basically them introducing magic
yes.
to the universe. So it has to be, it has to work well. It has to fit. It has to make sense.
We kind of already knew about some magic. I mean, if you're not listening to Jane Foster's bullshit in Thor, where she's like, it's just science, man, man, man. I'm like, no, bitch, it's fucking magic. Get over it.
That was Thor, actually. Wasn't it Thor that said that?
Yeah, but then she ran with it, and it really pissed me off, because yeah. I was like, Loki would be so upset if he heard you calling his magic science.
Yeah, I think they agree it's science. They're not using magic.
It's magic. But anyway, it's magic. Okay. Don't listen to Thor, guys. It's magic.
Listen to me. It's not magic.
It's magic. It's magic. But anyway, so Benedict looks amazing. That costume is so legit. Can we talk about the cape flip?
Yes.
He just, like, throws it, and it's, oh my God. It was, like, the most majestic thing I've ever seen in my life.
I forgot to tell you this, actually. I'm at work today, and every time I go put my lid on, I try to do, like, this little flip with it. I'm just walking down the hallway. I'm trying to be all slick. And someone's behind me. I just hear a voice behind me. What are you doing?
I'm shitting myself in the face with my yeah.
lip vest. I kind of, like, startled a little bit. Like, my shoulders went up. Stuck my head in and turned around a little bit and just kept walking.
You got caught doing something nerdy.
Pretend like I didn't hear it. Just kept on moving.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's amazing. Yeah, I watched that like.
It's so cool.
It was cool. And he looks cool doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks amazing. I love all of it. It's just, I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to just completely change the landscape.
I think so too. Yeah, and just, I don't know. I already love that movie. It looks so good.
Yeah, Doctor Strange looks positively legit. I'm like really excited about it now. Like, I was a little excited, and now I'm like 110% ready.
Ready! Is that all for the cape flip?
Yeah, the cape flip was pretty legit, man. I flipped my damn mind. I was like, oh shit. I was like, this is serious business.
And it looks good too. Like,
that movie looks great.
That's kind of where the way the magic looked, I was like, there's a way this would go where it does not look good. But I don't look good. I was like, no, it works.
That movie could have been absolutely ridiculous.
Because I think it's another thing, like, when you see the book, and it's totally cool. Like, it's just, like, this still picture, and he's doing a thing, but, like, actually animating it, and having him do it, I was like, oh no, this looks pretty good.
I love the high collar on the costume. They just did not shy away from any of it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I really do. It makes me so happy.
I think you had to have it go, yeah. There's some things you just have to embrace it. Just like,
right? You just have to do it, man. And you just have to love it.
I think it's like Arrow DC's made a couple of times. Like in their TV show, like Arrow. I'm like, no, you guys aren't embracing this.
Yeah, they're really not.
You just gotta get into it. And
he's incredibly angsty.
Yeah.
I'm like, Batman's enough, guys. Batman has the market on angst. Could everybody? Well,
he is Batman, though.
He is Batman.
They gave him Batman's villains and all that stuff.
That's true. Him and Batman would be interesting. You know what I really hate about that show is how he's like, you failed this city. I'm like, fuck, I hate this show. Every time he says it. I mean, it's just very lame. You know, it's not even a cool catchphrase.
Is it a catchphrase?
I don't know. I don't know what you would call it. An annoying little quirk he does? I don't know.
You failed this city.
Shut up, Oliver. Go sit your ass down somewhere. Anyway, so that's a good segue into, well, I mean, he's not in the Justice League yet, but.
Or ever.
Are you trying to tell me that Green Arrow is not in the Justice League at some point?
No, I'm saying, I'm hoping he's never in, like, the cinematic Justice League. We don't need that. We already have Batman. We don't need another guy.
Dude, you've just cursed yourself. You know that, right?
I think they're smart.
You think they're smart?
I think they're getting smart. Actually, you know what? No, because we got two things coming up. We're talking about the DC stuff. And, like, Wonder Woman looks great. You know why it looks great? Because he's not involved. Zack Snyder's not involved. And yeah, I know. Suicide Squad, I'm kind of feeling it. You know why? Partially because I do like the way it kind of looks, but also Snyder's not involved. So all those concerns I should have, I'm like, well, you know what? He's not involved with this one, so I'm going to stay positive. Like, if he was directing it, I'd be like, fuck. But he's not involved.
I will say, since you mentioned Wonder Woman, let's go ahead and talk about that trailer.
Wonder Woman!
Wonder Woman! And how legit it was.
It looks amazing.
It looks really good. I mean,
just visually, like, me, I mean, like visually, it looks
beautiful.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, I don't know. It reminds me so much of that first Captain America movie. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of similarities. But, yeah. What?
I said, yeah.
Yeah. She's a badass. She could take Cap out in a minute. I mean, he would be just like, dead.
I mean, they both have shields, but she gets, like, a lasso and a sword, so.
Right? I'm like, Cap, you are trailing behind. You need to get your shit together.
I don't know.
Can you imagine if Cap had, like, a...
We don't get a good idea of... I feel like her power set in this movie is toned down a little bit.
Well, you haven't even seen the movie yet.
I know, but from what we see, she's not... In the first movie, she doesn't fly. I'm guessing... I don't know.
Does she fly anyway? I thought she had a jet for that.
Oh, they got rid of that jet. Oh, God, that stupid jet. No.
Yeah.
They finally got rid of that. Jet.
Oh, did they?
At first it was an invisible jet, then it was like a living life form that could transform.
Can she fly?
Yeah. In many iterations, she can fly. I'm not sure about her current status. Her current status is she's actually the daughter of Zeus or whatever.
Yes.
Before she was made out of clay, and it changes a lot.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Thank
you. Made you out of clay.
Neither one of us are Jewish. Yeah.
that was amazing.
I was very impressed. Like, I didn't know really what to expect. I didn't know if I was gonna like it. Totally changed my mind, though. I'm totally rooting for DC. I'm totally rooting for this movie. She looks great. The it's got a little bit of humor in it.
It did.
The Chris Pine stuff was funny.
Yeah.
When she's like petting his face when she first finds him. I'm like, I mean, that's everybody.
Honestly, after BVS, I was kind of like, at least they got the characterization of Wonder Woman right. Now after seeing this movie, I'm like, they have the look right. My only concern is her acting. Because, you know, she's a former military. Like, she's went from being in the military to being a model to Fast and Furious movies and now this. So, people say, oh, she was great in Wonder Woman. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying she wasn't. But the characterization was perfect, but you don't really see much from her. Like, if you actually go back and look at it, there's like 11 lines.
Yeah, we need to actually hear her act.
And not all those lines were read perfectly. Some of those lines were read like, hello, Batman. I'm here to help you. Like, shit like that, you know? Like, not all the time.
I don't think that's what she said.
I know, but there's a few lines like that where it's just kind of stiff. I'm like, it's like, you guys, honestly, you couldn't find like a... There's so many actresses. There's so many wonderful actresses out there.
Agreed.
Get Julianne Moore. She's always great.
She's a bit old to be playing Wonder Woman.
I just love Julianne Moore.
Well, of course you do. She's awesome.
There's like one bad movie she did, and she's like, yeah, I was going through the divorce, and I just really need somebody to pay the lawyers because it's expensive. And I was like, I totally get that.
I mean, that's how I would do movies.
But I'm just like, yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
I've actually heard people say that before.
Yeah, like, it's like the guy Timothy Oliphant, he was talking about the Hitman movie.
He's legit.
Yeah, he's like, we're buying a house, and, you know, he's like, this is my job. Like, you want a house, you gotta work.
Dude, he's beautiful.
Wait, I guess we're done with Wonder Woman then.
No. I wanted to talk about how, like, Chris Pine has that line where he's, like, telling her, I can't let you do this, and she's like, bitch, please, get out of my face.
I like the line where, when she meets the secretary, his administrative assistant, I don't know, I guess back then it's the secretary, and she's asking, what do you do? And she's like, where I come from, we call that being a slave. It's like, I like her.
Like, oh, I like her. And I'm like, this is adorable.
I know. In the comics, they were best friends.
I'm so excited.
That's really cool. They introduced. Although it makes me sad now because they've introduced Steve and her best friend, who obviously in current day are going to be dead.
So Steve, is that his name?
Steve Trevor.
Why are they all going to be named Steve?
Because Steve's an awesome name.
Steve!
I don't actually know if that's true.
Steve Rogers. That's what you should name your next...
Steve's. That's what I should do what?
That's what you should name your next child.
Oh, Steve.
Steve Rogers. I'll write it down. It's fine.
Okay.
But Steve Rogers should be child number two. I'll stand behind you, since you can't get James Tiberius.
Oh, good. You'll stand behind me when I get punched in the face.
Who doesn't want a kid named Steve Rogers? Better than Bucky Barnes.
James Buchanan.
He doesn't go by that. My name is Bucky. No, it's not. That's a stupid name.
Okay.
Bucky Barnes.
I've had enough of you saying I'm Bucky. Moving on.
I can't deal with a super soldier named Bucky.
What it means is me is we got a trailer from a Zack Snyder movie. And I have no complaints about it.
About the Justice League.
Yeah, that Justice League trailer. I have no complaints.
I actually have
one complaint. I lied. I have a complaint.
What's your complaint?
The Flash.
What's wrong with the Flash? He's not ginger.
Oh yeah. No, it's not. It's just. I don't know, like, he's just so...
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
That's not like the scene where he's like, you know, Batman's like, I'm forming a group of people, and he's like, I'll join! And he's like, oh, you don't have any questions? I just need friends. I'm like, I don't know, that doesn't feel like the Barry Allen I know. Like, the Barry Allen, I'm familiar with, you know, he's got friends, a family. And it's just like, why are you making Flash all, like, this depressing loner sitting in a dark room full of computers?
Or maybe he just really wanted to be part of the Super Friends.
Oh, you think I have friends, but I just want Super Friends?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll make that joke?
I hope so. If they don't, they are missing out.
I mean, you're already making jokes, right? So you might as well just go for the...
If they don't make it, nobody's doing their job. I need super duper friends.
I need super duper.
But yeah, that trailer was... I actually really enjoyed it. I loved everything about it. I really liked Aquaman. Arthur Curry. He looked very majestic.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, actually. I was like,
he's dressed up in the bar.
Dude, like, all his, like, tattoos and stuff, and, like, I just think he looks awesome. Like, if you're gonna put Aquaman in a movie, you gotta, like, you can't do, like, old school Aquaman. Like, that's, you know how, like, we were talking about Doctor Strange earlier, it's like, you might as well just embrace it. You can't do that with Aquaman. Because nobody will take you seriously. Especially in a movie, in a DC movie. You can't.
They kind of did at one point in the Justice League cartoon. They basically took his arm. They beefed him up. They took his hand and gave him a hook. And it made him, like, really kind of brooding. I'm like, okay. He's like, every problem is like, well, that's a surface world problem. That doesn't affect me, so.
That's how tough I would luck. Be. I'd be like.
It does make sense. I'm like, yeah, I mean. For what we do to the ocean, like, I'm like, yeah, that fits perfectly. Why would he want to help us?
We are just
pouring crap into the ocean.
Constantly, yeah. Ruining it. Constantly. Ruining the planet. Did you say Godzilla?
No.
Godzilla came from the ocean. This is getting way off topic.
Actually, oh yeah, go ahead.
I really liked the way, I like the way that they have designed his character to look.
Yeah.
Like, I think he just looks like, he actually looks like a badass superhero now. And like now when he throws a shark at somebody, I'm gonna be like, that was awesome. Instead of thinking it was hilarious. And if so he calls like hilarious. The giant squid or whatever. I enjoyed the Flash greatly, calling out Batman being a creeper in his basement. Like, why is there? He's like, my name's Bruce Wayne. He's like, that's great. Why are you in my basement? You weirdo. And like the little interaction between Diana and Bruce was like super adorable.
I really hope we're getting like the animated series kind of feel. Like it felt like they actually had chemistry. Right? They were like, kind of, I was like, okay. It was always like Bruce and Diana. It was always a great pairing.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of like work well off of each other, I think. They both kind of have that sarcastic kind of wit.
Yeah,
so.
There's a great episode in the cartoon where like she's like, you know, she says something like, you know, us being together. He's like, no, you know, they would usually, my enemies would usually get it to me. And she's like, grabs this like stone statue and like just crushes it.
Right?
like,
that's a pretty weak excuse, Batman.
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
like, I get to kill myself.
Right. She's
it's like, she dude, she's one of the few people who can kick your ass.
Right? I'm just gonna say, dude, she could kill you with her pinky. I don't know what you're worried about. But that's just a commitment phobe right there. He's like, I'm gonna use any excuse possible not to have to date this woman. I just wanna sleep with her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed the trailer and I really hope it's what they're promising us. And I know that that sounds like I'm getting back into BVS territory where I'm like, oh, it might be good. I don't know. I want it to be. I'm interested to see how they bring Superman back into the fold. I wish they would just leave him out.
Yeah.
It's like, can we just not?
I saw a picture, like the group lineup, and he kind of has a smile on his face. So, and it's comforting though, because people did that site visit and they're like, you know, this is what we saw. It looks good. There's like, looks like there's humor. It looks like they're really lightening it up. And then one of the guys even said it, but keep in mind, I went to a Green Lantern site visit. And I was like, what I saw there was completely different from the movie. So this matches what we heard. So that's a good sign, I think.
But that movie is still what, a year away? When's it come out?
I'm not sure. I mean, I know they're filming now, but I'm not sure when it comes out. That's too much of the stuff to keep track. I don't even follow it anymore. Like when it comes out, it's too much to keep track of.
I really wish they'd redesign that bat suit, though. I'm not a huge fan. It looks very bulky.
Oh. Yeah.
I like Christian Bale's bat suit much better. It looked more realistic to me. You know, like something he would actually be able to move in. Whereas Ben Affleck's bat suit seems very constricting.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah, I know, because I'm right.
Okay.
But anyway, I was actually really excited about it, so let's all be cautiously optimistic together, folks. That DC might actually deliver a promise. No guarantees, though. Yes?
Oh, I see. As far as Wonder Woman, yeah, I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic, but I feel like I'm past that. I'm like, okay, I'm looking forward to this.
I'm like, well, you should be.
She's not a good actress. Like, how much can she ruin it, right? Like, I feel like everything else is going to be good. Like, how much?
All right. Don't get too crazy now.
Well, I mean, the action scenes that we saw look good. It's got Chris Pine. We know he can act.
I love Chris Pine.
Yeah, so it's like, I feel like it has enough good elements. Like, worst case scenario, it's decent. Worst case scenario, I'm like, okay, it's decent.
Yeah, I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. You can be just flat out optimistic.
At least you're not hating. Like, for you, not hating on something is being cautious. I mean, being like really optimistic.
Can you believe it? I'm
almost eager.
I know. I'm like almost excited about this shit. That's dangerous territory for me, though.
Yeah,
they have already let me down a lot. So we have to be careful.
What's this voice you're using?
I don't know. I told you I like to do voices. Okay. Nobody wants me to do the voices. I just do them.
Yeah.
Nobody requests them. They just happen.
Okay. As long as we're clear about that part.
Oh, yeah. James is like, quit talking with British accent. I'm like, fine. It's fun. What do you want from me?
Yeah. The next subject.
Next subject would be there was actually a trailer released for season 4 of Sherlock.
I completely forgot that was a thing.
It's actually still on.
Yeah.
Still happening. I know it's 3 years in between seasons.
Yeah.
But it's still happening. And I love that show. I really do. I have a hard time getting excited for it because there is so much, there's so much time in between the episodes. I mean, and there's only 3 episodes a season. So it's like, okay, I'm excited. Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
It's like the worst. But it looks really good. It looks really dark. You know, Moriarty is back, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoy. I think his name is Andrew Jones. Is that his name?
Not British enough.
What do you mean not British enough?
Andrew Jones is not British enough. It's something else.
Is that not a British enough name?
Yeah. Andrew Whittingham.
You need Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an incredibly British name. What about Mark Freeman? Is that British?
Sure.
I don't know. But apparently Moriarty is back. Which he was phenomenal.
He was.
Like, absolutely.
He was also super dead, but whatever.
Well, allegedly dead. Andrew Scott is his name. Not Andrew Jones. Sorry, guys. Andrew Scott.
Sounds better.
More British?
Yeah.
You know? Excuse me. So, I'm excited a little bit. I still haven't watched the Christmas special from last year. I should probably get on that.
Yeah.
Get back into my Sherlock groove. I love seeing Benedict in that role, though. Like, the way he plays Sherlock is so, I don't know, intense, I guess. But also, I mean, if you met somebody like that in real life, you would hate that motherfucker. Straight up hate him.
You're probably
right. I have a very hard time believing that he is friends. I mean, would you not hate him?
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to need you to get some coffee.
What? I mean, we're talking about hate. Why would I hate him? No, it's fine.
Because he's a dick.
You're okay.
Oh, what?
What?
Pardon me? Did you just call me a dick?
No.
I sent you something. So yeah, trailer looks okay. Looks kind of dark. Looks awesome. I don't know when it's coming out.
Looks okay or looks good?
It looks good. Okay. I know it's going to be good. Obviously. That show has never disappointed.
It's been 3 years in the making. It better be awesome.
3 episodes.
It's 1 year an episode.
And Moffat's not doing Doctor Who anymore, so I don't know what his fucking excuse is. Wait, is he still doing season 10? He might be still doing season 10.
It could be the actor's schedule also. Like, Freeman was in those
Hobbit movies. And then Benedict's in the Marvel Universe now.
Yeah.
But he's also been in a lot of stuff other than just Sherlock. He's been a very busy man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's our trailer park. We did it.
That is our trailer park.
There was lots more other stuff to go through, but that was the biggest stuff that I was excited about. You know what I am excited about?
What's that?
I'm excited about to hear what house you were sorted in on Pottermore.
Oh. I got Ravenclaw.
Are you in Ravenclaw for real?
Yeah.
That's kind of accurate, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
You have this stuff memorized? Are you looking it up or you just have it memorized?
No, I know. Excuse me. Who are you talking to?
I'm hoping
you're not. Did you just geek check me on fucking Harry Potter?
It's not a geek check. I'm hoping you're not so far gone that you have the traits of every house memorized.
I'm going to drive to your house and strangle the shit out of you.
God, why do you have this memorized?
Why wouldn't I know the traits of the houses?
I don't know.
There's only 4 of them. Deep cleansing breaths. No, anyway, congratulations on being sorted into Ravenclaw. You're already acting like one.
You're the crazy one here. Don't know.
Why am I the crazy one? Congratulations.
Thanks, friend.
Shithead. You should have been in Slytherin. Actually, you know what? I take that back. You don't deserve to be in Slytherin. Okay. You deserve to be in Ravenclaw.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm. Do you even know the traits of your house?
Yeah, intelligence.
What are they?
Wit, which I have in abundance.
And they also have a really bad reputation for being stuck-up assholes.
Don't hate because you ain't us.
Yes, they're supposed to be incredibly witty and cunning and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. No blah, 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 rest of it. Creative? Originality? What?
I know you're reading from the website.
Not so much.
Substance?
Acceptance.
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
Except for Luna Lovegood. She was not your typical Ravenclaw.
That was a ghost of the toilet, right?
No. You're thinking of Moaning Myrtle.
Moaning Myrtle, that's it.
Luna Lovegood is the one with...
Are we still friends?
Yes.
Is this over?
Even though you geek-checked me on Harry Potter.
It's not a geek-check. I was really hoping you didn't know.
Why? You have everything in Star Wars memorized, and I can't memorize something?
I don't have everything in Star Wars memorized.
You're a liar.
Ask me the traits of the houses of Star Wars. I don't know them.
What are they? You do so.
There are no houses.
You just don't want to mention any of it. You don't want to, like, name all of these traits of these different, like, religions and blah, 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 blah. I bet you know all the different languages.
Arabesh. And basic.
God, I swear to God. Anyway. Ravenclaw's
good. Is actually just the English alphabet, but the characters are letters, basically.
Yes, please tell me more.
That's all there is to tell you. That's it.
That was delightful.
You're a delightful person, Jessica.
Well, I'm glad you did get sorted. That makes me very...
Sounds sarcastic. It wasn't meant to be. So much.
Oh, this has just been everything I ever wanted.
Okay. Now you're getting creepy.
There was something... What? There was something else that I wanted to talk to you about.
Was there?
Oh, we were going to talk about who won Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And? Who do you think won?
This is the worst podcast episode ever. You are not on your game today, and I don't think I am either.
Let's who do you think won?
If I'm being honest, I won.
Okay.
I don't know.
The fans? Is that what you're saying?
The fans.
The fans.
If I'd gotten a Supernatural trailer, I would have been like, yeah, baby.
But... Like Dean won.
Oh, Cass won.
Okay.
My nugget. I'm really. I have to say Marvel.
No way.
And I will tell you why.
Why?
That fucking Doctor Strange trailer.
But you know what? That's all we got.
Was Doctor Strange. That's not all we got.
What else did we get?
We got the Defenders.
Okay.
We got Luke Cage. We got the Iron Fist.
Defenders was a teaser. Iron Fist was barely a trailer. I actually got a trailer for Wonder Woman. I got an actual trailer for Justice League. I got an actual trailer for Amazing Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
That's
WB.
Oh, Jesus. You can't. You cannot.
Include, I already did.
You can't. Because this is not about Warner Brothers.
Stop
this
imposing arbitrary rules
Marvel on and my DC, decision. Buddy. Marvel and DC. Yeah. This does not have anything to do with Warner Brothers. Or I'm Disney.
Sorry. I thought you were Harry Potter.
Do you want me to bring Disney into this fight?
You were a Harry Potter fan. I'm sorry.
Let's bring Disney into this fucking fight.
Okay, what did Disney bring?
Actually, they didn't bring anything.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't bring Star Wars. Had they brought Star Wars, we would have won.
Yeah, and the best thing about DC was they kind of needed to prove themselves, so there's none of this, oh, here's a trailer, but we're not going to release it. Like, everything they brought, we got to see.
And they still need to work on it.
Whatever, but at least they were willing to show it to us. They're like... Hey, we're supposed to come on climb, and like 4 hours, like you hear, we read about it, and then 4 hours later, it's like, hey, that trailer's posted online. You're like, what? That's crazy.
They kind of had to do that, though. I mean, they can't really, like, withhold that kind of stuff right now.
Yeah, you're right. They kind of had to, and they definitely delivered.
And their reputation is such shit right now.
The fact that you are kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm interested in this.
Yeah.
You hate DC.
I don't hate okay. DC. I hate their mediocre fucking movies, is you what hate. I hate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that you hate them anyway.
It's not.
And,
that's not,
and they brought you
that's
around.
That's not fair to me.
They
though.
Brought you around.
They did bring me around. That doesn't mean they win, though. They didn't have the cape flip.
In my opinion, the fact they could even bring you to saying, hey, I'd be interested in seeing that, they've done their job. Like, Marvel, you're going to see all this stuff anyway, but DC
has
just made a new fan.
Would you have argued for Marvel?
If what?
If I had said DC.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. My heart wouldn't have been in it. Like, I feel like DC completely just DC now.
I mean, they definitely brought their A game, which they should have been doing this whole time.
They gave me everything I needed and then some.
I mean, they've got this garbage Suicide Squad coming out, so. Man, they've basically released that entire movie. It's not even out yet, and there's like 85 clips of it where you can watch 10 minutes. I'm like, calm down, everyone.
Was it like it's like 1 minute things for each character? It's
pissing me off. It really is. I didn't watch
any of that.
I haven't watched any of it either. I'm like, I don't want to see it. If I'm going to the movie, why the fuck am I going to watch all this? That totally defeats the purpose of going to the movie.
Yeah.
That's another thing about trailers I'm getting tired of. It's like when they, fine, release the teaser, release the first theatrical, leave it at that. Leave some of the mystery. But no, here's 5 minutes of the movie. Here's 10 minutes. Here's 30 minutes of one character. Fuck. Calm down. It drives me insane. But you know what? You have a fair point. DC did bring their game.
Yeah.
I'm proud of them. They actually
If I saw their... that Spider-Man thing everyone was talking about, I'd probably change my mind, but...
Yeah, I wish I'd seen it.
Yeah, it sounds
wish
great.
I like, wish I'd seen that Guardian stuff, actually, too.
Someone described it as a John Hughes movie. I'm like, what? That sounds amazing.
If they had shown the Spider-Man Homecoming and the Guardian stuff, like, if they had actually released it, I think Marvel would have hands down won. But that stuff you can only watch on shaky cam.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Actually, well, it's not footage, but there's a video of where they're walking, someone's walking the floor, and it's like the Marvel exhibit or whatever. They actually have the Hulk armor.
Shut.
With the gladiator armor from Planet Hulk.
Up.
And that's what you see him wearing in the scene in the trailer, so you can actually get a good look at it.
He's got a
gladiator helmet, like the...
The fans are gonna shit.
The fin.
They're gonna shit. Hey, I have a request.
No.
What else, buddy?
I don't know, that's about it.
That it? Did we do it? Did we make all the magic happen?
We did, I think so. Star Wars' dad is a fucking planet. That's a thing now.
His dad is a planet. Spoiler alert, I hope you enjoy the movie. His name is what? Ego?
Ego, the living planet.
I googled this, and I had forgotten about it until Rashad brought it up in this moment, and I was like, I wish I had not googled this, because it is atrocious.
It's so batshit crazy.
It's some crazy shit, and I know James Gunn, and we just have to trust him. I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
This is a deep cut.
A deep cut, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like the center of the earth deep cut.
It's like a Thor villain from like back in the day. And like, I mean, he makes appearances here and there still, but it's just like, but no one really uses them.
If you guys think that this is just a title, no, he's a fucking planet. A planet.
Yeah.
Google it. I'm assuming he's going to have a human body in this movie. Hopefully. I don't want to picture what happened to...
Maybe he like makes like a human avatar that's somehow capable of reproducing also.
If Peter Quill's like half planet, then he really needs to pick up his game. Because he's kind of like the worst.
Right? He's doing alright.
No, he's doing okay. That's why we love him, though. He's a sweet, precious baby that has to be taken care of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really wish I'd never seen that.
You don't mean that.
I kind of do, because now I have that preconceived notion going into the movie, so I'm going to take that with me when we go and be like, there's a fucking planet in this movie. A talking planet that impregnated a woman. That's probably what gave her cancer and killed her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty sure that's what happened. Yeah. So, guys, if you want to reach us, you can do so at JNR Geek Out Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please send us things. We want to hear the things. Especially on Twitter, because I'm on Twitter a lot with the podcast. So send us stuff. We'd like to hear from you. Whatever you want. We don't care. Rashad wants to hear about your favorite planet-made dad.
Tell me about your favorite deep cut comic book character. Deep cut.
Yeah. You can hashtag it Rashad Deep Cut.
Okay.
You can email us at jessandrashadgeekout@gmail.com, even though... Do I check that? Fairly often. But yeah, go for the Twitter and watch the Instagram page, because I post funny things. I'm very charming.
And she good tells me she posts funny things, guys, so...
It's true. Give Rashad doesn't follow it for some reason.
Oh, don't I? Did you send me a friend request?
Do I have to? It's not hidden or anything.
My patience is hidden, Jessica.
I swear to God.
You can't see it, but I winked when I said that.
You can take a picture of yourself winking, and then you can just send it to me over Skype.
Okay. Yeah.
See, it's a great idea. I'm a genius.
I like that. Do you want guns or no guns?
Go with the guns.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't know. I just had, like, this picture in my mind.
It's accurate.
We have a very special podcast coming out soon. Actually, there's going to be two. One's a special segment that we did with Zach that did not fit on our one episode because it got kind of long.
It got super long. It got real.
It did. It got real. And, I mean, that's what happens when you're all geeking out together. It tends to go long. So that should be out soon, and we're going to be working on a very special podcast, a special category that we've been working on. It's going to be really cool. So we're not going to tell you what it is yet because we want it to be a surprise, but it's legit. It's super fun. I finished my homework, so Rashad needs to finish his.
Finish you.
Finish him! Fatality. So, guys, that's it for the podcast today. Thanks for
have a great week.
Yeah, and weekend.
We'll see you around the corner.
Yeah. Rashad will be on the corner. He takes 20s only.
Well, yeah, we got since I'm sending everyone $5 for liking the podcast, so I need to get some more.
Yeah. Money. By the way, if you guys like and subscribe to the podcast, Rashad will send you $5.
That's the thing, apparently.
We have a website. What's the website?
jnrgeekoutpod.libsyn.com.
Go to the website. We put show notes and stuff up.
Well,
allegedly. But there is a direct download link, so if you're having a hard time finding it on anything else, you can go there. So thanks, guys.
Sounds accurate. Yep.
You guys have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Peace out.